Okay, so a little bit all over the place today. Again, sorry, not feeling the greatest over here at the AI Marketing Navigator, but check out brilliant.org. Take some of their AI and programming courses. They should have a free trial so you can get in and try it out. Additionally, right here. Additionally, definitely head over back into Claude. If you are a Claude user, check out the analysis feature. If you've moved away from Claude to do some programming elsewhere, some coding elsewhere, or data analysis, try it again. Head back into Claude and see if the new analysis feature is as effective or more effective than what you're doing currently. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, so today we have a Daily Digest episode coming at you guys. Again, it's going to be short and sweet today. We're going to cover three different updates in the world of AI. The first one is about a tool or a website called Brilliant.org. And Brilliant.org is an online learning platform that offers super interactive, kind of gamified courses in a lot of STEM fields. So obviously math, science, computer science, but more importantly, they have a programming and AI course track as well. This is a cool little tool that I'm going to try out for free in a demo or a free trial just to see what the AI courses are like. And again, you have kind of a gamified, interactive, problem-solving type approach. The courses are designed by award-winning teachers and professionals. Apparently, there's over 10 million learners already using the Brilliant app. The Brilliant app. It's at brilliant.org. Link is in the show notes, of course. And it's got a ton of positive reviews, over 50,000 five-star app reviews. And my favorite part about it is going to have to be the bite-sized daily lessons. If you listen to the marketing or the AI Marketing Navigator, you know we're all about bite-sized value, keeping things short and sweet and useful. And I'm sure, like me, many of you have incredibly busy day-to-day schedules and are wearing many hats. So keeping yourself educated is hard to find time for. So the fact that they have these little 15 minutes a day type learning sessions or lessons is really cool. And I really think they do a nice job marketing the tool. They have a bunch of numbers and stats and reviews for their social proof. It's emphasizing a bunch of accessibility in its content. And highlights also the expertise that it has behind its courses. And again, I really love the whole 15 minutes a day approach. Moving on now to our next update, and this is about Anthropic, the latest update from the Claude LLM, and this is their new analysis tool. And they've introduced this tool for Claude.ai, and there's a few key features that are kind of changing the way the tool works and improving, I think, the way that the coding works within the tool. And it's going to be able to write and run JavaScript code right within the chat. So in the past with artifacts, you'd be able to, you know, copy and paste and take your code out of Claude, but it wouldn't be able to run it for you. Apparently with this new analysis tool, we're going to be able to run our code right within Claude. So Claude continues to try and be a competitor in the AI programming, AI coding race. I think we've talked a lot about tools that can help you code and program your marketing tools and tools to use for marketing leads. We'll continue to try and use Claude and definitely go back to Claude if you've moved on to like just purely Replit or Cursor or ChatGPT 01, whatever you might be using now. Maybe it's time to go back and try this analysis feature within Claude. Again, you're going to be able to process data. You're going to be able to conduct analysis on data and produce real-time insights right within the chat app. And again, they have a built-in code sandbox, so you can do a lot of coding and complex math and data analysis, and it's going to pop right up there and be interactive with you. Currently, this is available to all users in the feature preview section of Claude AI. So if you're in Claude, go down to the lower left-hand corner. There's a little feature preview where you can enable features, and you should be able to enable this one now. So this is a continued demonstration of Anthropic's commitment to, I think, coding and development within their AI tool and within AI LLMs. Again, we've talked a lot about specific tools like Replit and Cursor, but I really think Anthropic and Claude are holding their own in the development circle. And I continue to wonder how many of these tools or startups similar to Cursor or Replit or these things that do very specific agentic things that these models can't necessarily right now. I continue to wonder how easily they will be disrupted and how quickly they might be obsolete before they even get launched. It's already happened with a bunch of startups with Claude's computer use. And as they continue to improve the capabilities of these chat interfaces right within the chat interface, again, it's kind of crazy to think about all of the startups that might be wiped out before they've even had a chance to get on their feet. Okay, and the last thing I want to talk about today is a memorandum out of the White House on AI leadership. So this memorandum essentially outlines the U.S. government's approach to advancing leadership in AI, definitely a commitment to being a leader in the world in AI, which is good. We need more of this from our government and from all the world's governments, especially in a collaboration or a collaborative manner. And especially focusing on national security, fostering safety, alignment of these tools and trustworthiness of these tools. Some of the major key points of this memorandum are the commitment to promoting progress, innovation, and competition in the U.S. as far as AI development goes. I think there was a little bit of a hesitancy out of the Biden administration initially as far as promoting and letting AI kind of run free and innovation and all that stuff. So it's good to hear that the current administration is pro AI and wants to advance the U.S. as a leader in artificial intelligence. In addition to that, obviously, is a bunch of points about security and safety, national security, protecting the U.S. from AI threats from foreign intelligence, managing all the risks to internal data, safety, security, trustworthiness, and all of these things, and being able to not only harness AI for innovation within the country and helping the standard of living in the country and all of those things, but also with specific awareness to national security objectives. And anything that's happening at a government level, at an international level with these AI tools is obviously going to trickle down to us as marketers, continues to highlight the importance of security within these tools, both national, economic, enterprise, data, all of, you know, security continues to be the primary concern. It also emphasizes the need for responsible AI development. And this is something that, given our discussion yesterday and yesterday's episode about the pace at which we're approaching AGI and some of the concerns of the leaders in the field regarding our readiness for AGI, emphasizing this responsible AI development definitely needs to be a key. And so it's good to see that in the memorandum. And as we continue to try and apply safeguards and guardrails to our systems, we're going to need to be aware as marketers that we are a part of that. And we need to apply our own guardrails when we're using these tools. We've certainly seen some examples where tools are not doing an appropriate job of either suggesting correct or accurate material, or even might be falling outside of their guardrails a little bit. So we need to be responsible and committed and diligent and deliberate about maintaining and applying our own guardrails as marketers. Okay, so a little bit all over the place today. Again, sorry, not feeling the greatest over here at the AI Marketing Navigator, but check out brilliant.org. Take some of their AI and programming courses. They should have a free trial so you can get in and try it out. Additionally, definitely head over back into Claude. If you are a Claude user, check out the analysis feature. If you've moved away from Claude to do some programming elsewhere, some coding elsewhere, or data analysis, try it again, head back into Claude and see if the new analysis feature is as effective or more effective than what you're doing currently. And also, I forgot to mention at the top of the show, shout out to the rundown.ai newsletter. Again, curating all of this information and all of the updates for today's episode in the super useful daily newsletter. Again, if you're not reading the rundown.ai, you're definitely going to miss out on a bunch of great updates, tips, and the latest news in the world of AI. We get a ton of our content from Rowan and the team over there. So thank you, as always, to the rundown.ai. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.